Welcome to the deep dive. So you've given us quite a bit to look at here. Website stuff, notes, various details. It's all about Gloria's Daughter, the Zambian fashion brand.
That's right.
And our job today, really, is to unpack all of that key information. We want to give you a sort of shortcut to understanding the inspiration, the story, the journey, and the vision behind Gloria's Daughter.
Yeah, get into what makes it tick.
Exactly. Let's dive in. Okay, so what jumps out first from all this material?
Well, I think what's immediately clear is that this brand,
yeah,
it's not just a business, you know,
yeah.
It feels very personal, rooted in legacy.
Absolutely. I mean, the name itself, right? Gloria's Daughter. It's named after Gloria Mutale Cassonde.
Founder's late mother.
Yeah, exactly. And the sources, they describe her as someone really passionate about fashion, a bit of an entrepreneur herself, actually, known for having this like timeless style, loved elegant clothes, that whole connection, that tribute. It feels like the bedrock of the brand.
It really does. And it makes you think about the why, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This wasn't maybe just seeing a gap in the market.
Yeah.
It feels like honoring that influence, keeping her spirit alive.
Yeah.
Through creativity, through business. And the sources, they tell us how it all began. Very small scale.
Oh, yeah. Talk about humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. The founder, Anna, she started Gloria's Daughter, or GD, they sometimes call it,
right, with
just one tailor. And according to the notes, that was right there at Olympia Market in Lusaka.
One person in a market. That's really starting from scratch.
It is. And then, obviously, demand started growing.
Right. And the sources show this evolution. A pretty significant one. They moved.
Yeah, they moved the operation to a bigger workspace. In Woodlands, still Lusaka, though.
And this move, it seems like it wasn't just about needing more room. The sources connect it specifically to a change in who they were serving.
They do. It says right here, after moving to Woodlands, they started serving more high-end clientele.
Which is quite a shift, isn't it?
Huge. From a single tailor in a market setting, it suggests a very kind of deliberate strategy.
Yeah, maybe scaling up. Targeting a different market segment as they grew.
It definitely seems intentional.
And if you look at the bigger picture, this move from a market stall, maybe serving, you know, our wider range of people, to this dedicated space for a high-end market, it shows they were adapting.
Right. Not static at all.
Evolving based on, well, maybe opportunity, ambition. And then the sources point to specific moments where this growth became really visible. Public.
Okay. Yeah. This is where it gets really interesting. The visibility part. The notes highlight 2017.
Relatively early on.
Yeah. Pretty soon after starting. GD showcased at Zambia Fashion Week, and the source calls it making a bold entrance.
That's definitely not just the local market anymore, is it?
No way. That's stepping onto, a major stage in Zambian fashion.
A bold entrance for sure.
Yeah.
Using a really key platform. And then building on that momentum, the sources say they were featured at Lusaka July in 2018.
Which is described as like one of Zambia's most exclusive fashion events.
So having those two events kind of back to back, that's huge for getting industry recognition.
And reaching a wider audience, probably a higher profile one too.
Absolutely. Crucial markers.
Exactly. And the sources seem to suggest that, you know, from 2019 onwards, they really solidified things, became a recognized brand, built up a loyal customer base.
So you see that clear progression, don't you?
Yeah. It's like personal inspiration, start small, strategic move and growth, gain public recognition via these big events, and then establish that solid brand presence.
So what about the clothes themselves? What's the defining style according to the material? What's their aesthetic?
The sources seem pretty consistent on this. Gloria's Daughter is known for, let me find the exact phrase, sophisticated, African-inspired, yet modern designs.
Ah, okay. That fusion.
Yeah, that seems to be their signature. Taking, you know, rich African influences, but making them contemporary, sophisticated. And apparently, these designs resonate well with women in Zambia and even beyond, the sources mention.
And it fits with the growth story that they also formalized the business structure around then, too.
Good point. Yeah, the sources state Gloria's Daughter was established in 2017, but officially registered with PACIAR.
That's the Patents and Companies Registration Agency.
Right. That was in 2019 as Glossa Daughter Enterprise.
Which makes sense timeline-wise, right? That 2019 registration right around when they were becoming this recognized brand.
It all lines up. Now, here's a really interesting statement in the sources about who they're aiming for, their target market.
Okay.
It says the brand aims to provide sophisticated middle-income women with high-quality fashion clothing for all occasions at affordable prices.
Hmm. That's fascinating when you put it next to that earlier detail.
About the move to Woodlands.
Yeah, and serving a more high-end clientele and showing up at exclusive events like Lusaka July.
It does seem slightly complex, doesn't it?
It does. The stated mission is very clear. Middle income, affordability. But a key part of their growth story involved catering to a high-end market.
So you wonder, are they trying to do both? Or was the high-end focus maybe a phase to build prestige before circling back to the middle-income aim?
The sources don't explicitly spell out how they reconcile that, do they?
No, they just present both aspects, the journey and the stated vision. And speaking of vision, the sources also give hints about the future, beyond just clothes.
Yes, the ambition seems quite clear there. They want to expand the product range significantly.
Right, adding things that complement the clothing. So branded accessories.
Jewelry, belts.
Shoes, handbags. Creating their own unique accessories is mentioned as really key to that expansion.
Mm-hmm.
The notes say this will elevate our brand even further and will make Gloria's Daughter stand out.
And that's not even the end goal, is it? The accessories are seen as a stepping stone.
Exactly. Two styling services.
Ah, okay. So the sources link developing these unique accessories directly to potentially offering full styling services later on.
Yeah. So the vision goes from selling individual pieces to maybe offering a whole fashion consultation, helping women curate their entire look.
So if we pull all this together, what's the picture we get?
Well, we've got a brand that's deeply rooted in this personal story, this legacy.
Mm-hmm. Starting literally from the ground up.
Yeah, gaining real traction through these key fashion events, carving out a very distinct design style, that blend of African inspiration and modern sophistication.
And now setting clear sights on expanding into accessories, into styling.
It really paints a picture of a brand that's grown strategically, hasn't it? Adapted.
Yeah, grabbed opportunities, but seems to have stayed true to that initial inspiration. The sources give you a really good sense of that journey and, you know, where they want to go next.
Definitely. From a mother's passion, really driving everything.
All the way to a recognized brand with pretty ambitious plans.
Navigating potentially different market segments along the way, too. It's quite a story packed into this material you gave us.
So looking back at everything we've sort of unpacked today, you've got the heartfelt inspiration from Gloria Mitali-Kasonda.
Yeah, the founder's mother.
That really impressive growth from, you know, one tailor in a market to showing at major events.
Mm-hmm.
Their signature style, sophisticated, African-inspired, modern.
And then there's that stated aim, serving middle-income women affordable prices.
And the ambition to expand into accessories, maybe even styling. The sources really lay out this compelling story, connecting that personal legacy with modern fashion entrepreneurship.
It really does. It shows how something so personal can fuel real business growth and a clear vision.
Okay, so here's something for you to think about, maybe mull over after listening. Given what the sources tell us about their stated aim, high-quality fashion for middle-income women at affordable prices.
Right.
But then you contrast that with the mentions of serving a high-end clientele, showing at exclusive events, and these ambitions for what sound like potentially quite luxury accessories and styling services.
Mm.
What unique position does that put them in? Or maybe what potential opportunities and challenges might Gloria's Daughter face trying to balance those different facets, the affordable, middle-income focus versus the more high-end activities and ambitions as they keep growing?
That's a really interesting point. It definitely highlights the kind of complex strategic choices a brand like this has to navigate. Well, thanks for joining us for this dope dive.